darling, there ain't no getting over me. Well, you can say that you need to be free, but there ain't no place that I won't be. Sweet darling, there ain't no getting over me. I'll be the bill you forgot to pay. I'll be the dream that keeps you awake. I'll be the song on the radio. I'll be the reason that you tell the boys no. Don't you know? Tell everyone that we're through, and you might even believe it's true. But darling, there ain't no getting over me.
908, Little Ronnie Millsap throwback. Sweet. Why not? Darling, somebody was in here the other day talking about Ronnie Millsap. I don't remember who it was, but it was a fun conversation. Me. State Representative Josh Morris. You ain't no Ronnie Millsap.
No, I am not.
You didn't even know who it was.
I know who Ronnie Millsap is, but I had not heard the song. Yeah. No.
Bernie Dukes didn't know either. He didn't know. The Colonel knew Ronnie Millsap, said he's blind, right? That's right, he is blind. Did you know? Marky, did you know?
No, I did not.
Yeah, but Dee Dee knew. She
but she liked the vibe.
She has a good vibe.
It's that yacht rock vibe she likes.
Yacht rock. Ooh, we like yacht rock.
Yeah.
We also been listening. Is it The Breeze, Dee Dee? Is that what we've been listening to? Yeah, we've been listening to The Breeze a lot lately.
Bridge.
Got all my kind of... The Bridge. Not The Breeze. The Bridge.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's a good station. And I love No Shoes Radio. I mean, me and Kenny Chesney, we're tight, man. We're close.
Oh.
Did you really just yawn on my show?
He did.
Wow.
A couple times you've been asleep here, I think.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be a working man.
Yeah. There is no place for you in our society anymore.
I know. Just,
you know?
What was I thinking?
Yeah.
Becoming a pariah in the progressive world.
Yeah,
I'm sorry I don't sit at home and collect a check and play video games all day.
That would be fun, wouldn't it? Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
No, it would be fun.
God dang, I'd lose my mind.
I think we should all just say, you know, enough. Let's just sit around and collect a check. I think everybody in America, all 160 million who work out of the 340 million who live here, let's just collect a check.
I've been having this conversation, you know, like I've always said, one of the biggest problems in the country today is poor management. Poor management from top to bottom. We have poor management in our politics. We have poor management in our businesses. We have poor management at home. We have poor management in our schools. It's everywhere. And I've just decided that, you know, when it comes to managing my business, I'm going to manage my business the way that I know how to manage a business. It always worked.
Right.
Right? I was always fairly successful in getting things done.
It's not hard. Treat people decently.
Right.
Make customer the king and pay him as well as you can. It's not hard.
But, you know, but it's not just that, but it's also the little things. Like, I tell my people all the time, like, we actually mop and sweep the floor at the end of the day. Period. Good. We mop and sweep the floor at the end of the day. And on Saturday, I had a guy come up to me and specifically say to me, "My wife wanted me to let you know that this is the nicest restaurant that she's ever been into. Your bathroom is the cleanest she's ever seen."
I mean, can you imagine? You go into, I mean, I've left restaurants. You go in there and, you know, you have to do what nature calls you to do. And the bathroom is a junk hole.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if they don't take care of that, what else do they not take care of? Do they not clean their kitchen?
Exactly.
They don't. So, yeah, I've left. I won't eat in a... If your restroom is not clean, I will not eat in your restaurant.
But and it's just like I know these things, but I heard it. But more importantly, one of my waitresses heard it, and now she understands why I keep telling them go check the bathroom.
And she probably had
they think
a
I'm being a
great sense of pride when she heard that, though.
Exactly.
Think about that.
Well,
what a great sense of pride! This is the cleanest place I've been.
I'm going to tell you something. For the longest time, I really kind of given up on the younger generation, but I have one working for me now who, at first I said to myself, well, he'll make a good dishwasher. And every opportunity that he has been given to actually step up and grow. He has stepped up and he has grown.
Yeah.
Right? Like I said, there's so much poor management out there that young people aren't actually given the opportunity to step up and grow and realize that they have more potential. You have to kind of pull that out of them sometimes. It's more work now than it should have been, because it used to be I started at 8 years old working, right? I mean, my real job didn't start until I was
12. Did you guys know that he walked barefoot both ways uphill to school in the snow, delivering newspapers in the storm?
First of all, I grew up in the inner cities, and I did not walk barefoot because I would have gotten stuck by needles or something else. My mother would not allow us to go out of the house without shoes.
But as Kamala said over the weekend, yeah, Trump's picking on the inner city because it's all black.
Yeah, that's
couldn't
it.
Be that there would be needles on the black. Ground. No. Couldn't be because it's violence. Couldn't be because it's been run into the ground.
Couldn't be that
you look at Detroit. Our friend Jack Chinkat lived in Detroit for the last year and a half.
Yeah.
Prior to coming back to Maine and working with Demi and her campaign.
Right.
And Detroit ain't pretty.
No. But it's
my
not
friend
just
Pastor
Detroit.
Zoe. Pastor Zoe is going to. Yeah. By the way, he's going to be on Friday with us. Pastor Zoe, yeah, who is pastor in Detroit, and I mean, when we were out in Milwaukee, we spent a lot of time together, on and off the air, and he was just telling me that people are demoralized there,
right,
because of this overarching need to destroy by the progressive element that runs Detroit. Well, and now you're seeing car manufacturers pulling out.
Jack parked his car in the street once in Detroit, and he got his gas cap pulled off and his gas siphoned out.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, it's so like crazy, though. Right. I mean, you think about it. So she's like, Trump's out there because it's black. No, it's not, because they turn him into blank holes.
Right.
These are blank holes.
Right.
They are blank holes in our country. And it's because of policy.
But this is
all policy. Policy.
How can you,
people aren't bad. It's the policies that destroy them.
How can you, as a Democrat, right, walk into a city and blame a Republican for anything that's going on in a city? There are no Republicans in the cities.
Yeah.
They're run by Democrats.
They've been run out.
Not to mention there are a lot of minority, majority cities and towns that are completely run by minorities.
Right.
You know, in Florida, you got Riviera Beach, right next to very wealthy, beautiful West Palm Beach. Mm. And it's still, you know,
a crap hole.
Yep. And
blank hole.
But you drive around. It has some beautiful spots. But you drive around and all the campaign signs are fellow black people. You know, but they're very quick to point the finger on us, but you're in complete control of your community, you know. But there is also a lot of corruption on every level of government.
That's the problem.
You know,
I think these elected people just don't care. Being elected is what matters, right, and that's it.
Well, I think there's a huge mind shift too. Just as soon as you put the suit on and you have the title, you know, a lot of people's mindset completely shifts. You know, do you remember hearing about that mayor? I think it was in Illinois, that younger black lady who was spending money on her own billboards, going on trips.
Having lavish parties, a $30,000 party.
And she was like,
so people could celebrate
her. She was like in town government in like two different cities.
And she was basically, she's arguing
it,
that this is allowable because she's the queen.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
so that's
crazy.
What I'm saying. You have this mindset shift of running for office, wanting to do good, and as soon as you're past the election, it's just a complete shift.
Well, let's be, I mean, we've been sitting here talking about our own city down the road, Portland.
Yeah, Portland.
I mean, that city's very poorly run. Very poorly run. It has been. We're facing real problems there,
mm-hmm,
with the homeless population. Now you're seeing businesses moving out because of failed progressive policies just in the city of Portland. And one of the reasons that they couldn't make it worse is because in the paid, the paid time off, not the paid family medical leave, but in the original bill.
6 days?
Yeah, the 5 days, 40 hours or whatever it is. That is a state law with what's called preemption, meaning that the cities cannot make it more progressive. They have to follow the state law. And I've been trying to get similar laws passed on minimum wage and other labor type laws, and to this point it has failed, because that would have solved a lot of problems for the city of Portland and for
Well, you have Ethan Strimling coming out. He has his great articles on the Maine Beacon, and one of his latest ones is how we need to raise our minimum wage to $20 an hour. In what world, Ethan? In what world?
Well, more importantly, the minimum wage is $20 an hour. It's probably actually $22 an hour due to the free market demand in Portland.
Okay, so
Steve DeMillo is on here.
It comes back to Vern's
dishwasher is $22 an hour.
Right.
And it comes back to Vern, how to run your business.
Right.
The businesses with the least amount of turn-in pay their employees well. I just don't feel like that many people are really getting paid minimum wage.
No, not even close.
You have to be making over minimum wage.
Okay, first of all, you can't hire a dishwasher in Portland for less than $20 an hour. A dishwasher. Okay?
I used to love doing
dishes. I'm talking to a buddy of mine who, like we were talking earlier, you know, he was in the restaurant world for years. Big name places. And, you know, their cooks are making $30 an hour. Mm-hmm. Because what happened? They put that stupid law into effect where, you know, if there's a storm, you have to pay people $19 an hour. Well, they didn't stop to think, what was that going to do to all the other people that worked there?
Right? And overtime, by the way.
And the overtime.
Yeah.
I wish I knew the specifics on it, but I was talking to a housing developer at a bar once, and he said that Portland has a similar law to, like, the storm minimum wage and that
stuff. Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
That with builders and construction, there's also a certain minimum wage just for Portland.
Yeah.
And it's like
the prevailing wage.
Prevailing wage.
Yeah, it's like a third more. So it's like everything you do in Portland is automatically more. He was like, you know, I can't think of the word, but like the rookie young people he has on his crew that are just there to, you know, move the wheelbarrow
around.
The
lumpers.
Yeah, he was like, I got to pay them $30 an hour.
The laborers. Yeah.
You know, you're trying to talk about affordable housing and this and that. He was like, you know, you can't rent an apartment out for less than you built it for.
Exactly.
He goes, that's charity work.
Yep.
Yeah.
Steve DeMillo talks about it all the time. No matter how good the clam chowder is, there is a certain level by which you can no longer charge more.
Right.
Yeah.
That is. People will only pay so much for a cup of clam chowder or a bowl of clam chowder.
Look at the just simple math here. Look at the number of pizza places in Portland that have closed. Slab just closed last week, right? I think there's one other one that's closing. So
ten businesses last month in Portland.
Pizza
joint closed in South Portland. So, yes, pizza, everyone loves pizza, right? But there comes a point where I can't charge you $42 for a large pizza.
Yeah.
And there are places that are charging $42 for a large pizza. I in good conscience, there's no way I could do that. But if I'm going to keep this business going, and that's why we have so many businesses closing now, right? Then you also have the whole issue with a lot of these triple net leases. A lot of these businesses, their leases are up and they have to renew their leases. And the amount of money you have to spend, right, to renew your lease, the increases in the leases are just ridiculous.
Biden-Harris inflation is real.
Right?
Well,
so
it's real.
You've got that. You have the fact that I'm paying my head cook, you know if it's my head cook, I got to pay him $35 an hour.
Mm.
I'm paying my maybe he'll show up cook $30 an hour. I'm paying my dishwasher $20 an hour. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
But yet you're going to complain that my sandwich doesn't have enough tuna on it.
Well, in the Portland Press Herald article about it, I think it was the owners of David's that commented, not just the rent cost, but as a new business, the amount of money it takes for the permitting,
yeah.
But how long it takes. A lot of these new restaurants are paying 2, 3, 4 months of rent before they even get their permits.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy.
You want to hear something crazy?
Nuts.
Yeah. We just got a tax bill from the state of Maine for March. I in business in March?
No.
March. That's insane.
You weren't in business.
Speaking of taxes, all the Sanford voters, please look into the fire station ballot question. It's going to raise your property taxes tenfold. And that's a project that can be done with more federal dollars. So yeah. Just advising
Gallup has
everyone
a new poll out.
56%
of Americans believe taxes are too high in this country.
Yeah, of course.
Across all political ideologies.
Well, yeah.
We're sending all our money to other places.
Well, overall in Maine, I read lately that we're second in the nation. I think we're above New York.
Tax burden?
Yeah.
We're number four. Well, we're number four right now in tax burden, which is actually a lot worse than highest taxes. Tax burden is based on ability to pay. We're number four.
Yep.
But we will be number two January 1 because of Janet Mills' biggest single dollar increase in taxes in all of Maine history. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, they say they care about people. They don't care about people. Right. If they did, their insatiable desire to take what you have would end.
To have such a high tax burden and still be in a shortfall going into next session is insane.
Right. Well, let me ask you this, though. What is the highest population in Maine?
Portland.
No. People. Who? What group is the highest population in Maine?
White people.
Age group.
Oh, 35 to 64.
In Maine?
Yeah.
I believe that's true, yes.
Yeah.
20 to 100.
0 to 100.
I'd say 50.
Percentage of population, let me put it a different way. Percentage of population that is 65 plus is the highest in the country.
That's what I want.
Exceeding Florida.
Exactly.
We are the oldest state.
We're the oldest state
average,
in the Union,
but we're also, we're the highest percentage of our population, 65 plus, we're higher than Florida.
Yeah. Right. So if that's the case, who is going to get hurt the most?
Well, I can tell you there are 203 families in Westbrook, Maine who are seniors on fixed income who believe they're going to sell their homes to pay property taxes of the Westbrook School Board, which is running on a terrible school.
Well, just take out a reverse mortgage. That's what they were told in South Portland.
I will say
he got enough. This is what people need to learn. I've been telling them this for 21 years. He got enough heat. He took out a full page and apologized to the people of SoPo.
Yeah. No, he should quit.
For being a
dummy.
Well, but my point is, well, he's not going to quit. I mean, people in elective office can't quit. I mean, you know, what will we do? You know, if an elected person quit, what will we do?
But no, you people of South Portland.
If we didn't have elected people, what would we have to complain about?
Throw his ass out. You should be throwing his ass out.
No.
That's
how it feels
about you.
But I mean, they could do that in November. But my only point here is he got enough heat for such a dumb thing to say.
It's a dumb thing
that he actually took out an ad and apologized to the people.
Well, that's progress. Later.
Well, of course it is, because that's what I always say. People say, "Well, I don't count." Yeah, you do count. You're an American, for God's sake.
Progressives are just kind of mean people.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, can you imagine? You got a veteran, and he grew up in the house, and he went and served our country, and he came home, and he got married, and he paid off the house, and the mayor stands up and says, "Well, you know, you defended freedom, and I'm just some person." Wow, that was close again. I almost said it too.
Right.
It wasn't profane, but it was vulgar, because that's how I think about stuff now. Because these people are just so awful. And he stands up there and says, "Well, you could get a reverse mortgage."
Yeah.
So you're supposed to give up everything you've built, so these people could take tax money and urinate it down the drain.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you,
that's not America, you know. That's not America. That's not what America has ever stood for.
And that's just
we kicked
year.
The British ass
right.
over one-tenth of 1% of the taxation we have in this country.
Right. What about the woman who shot birds?
Didi, you got to speak in the mic.
What about the school board member who shot birds, you know, because apparently she didn't like something?
Oh, you mean give him the middle finger salute?
Yeah.
Oh, that was Cumberland.
Yeah.
No, that was in Wyndham.
Oh, Wyndham. Oh, right.
Yeah, that was in Wyndham. Well, I mean, you know, when you get elected, Colonel Josh, I got to say, you're somewhat normal, which is so surprising. So surprising. Colonel, you got to be careful here. You get elected, suddenly, you know, when you leave the restroom, it doesn't smell.
Right.
That's what they think.
Yeah, a lot of them.
It's amazing. And the only thing that happened was you got one more vote than the other person. It's just so amazing.
Well, Well, you know,
do you like the way I said that? That was very polite.
That was polite.
Yeah,
that was polite. I've always heard it a different way.
Yes, you have. So have I. But I was polite about it.
We should really make Atlas Shrugged required reading in high schools, because that is exactly what is going on right now.
Of course.
You have a government that is forcing people that are actually producers to throw up their hands and leave. And that is, if anyone who has read that book, there's a famous line, "Who is John Galt?" That is what that book is about. It is about people that are productive just saying, going on effectively strike and leaving society and forming their own society because of the progressive government that is choking the lifeblood out of people that are trying to make a living.
There's no question it's true. We're seeing it all the time. And there was an old story about 10 guys would get together at the restaurant and they would pay based on ability to pay. And so the rich guy, you know, even though there were 10 guys there, he was always picking up about 52% of the bill. And then suddenly he got tired of being in the group because he felt like he was being taken advantage of. So suddenly he walks away from the group and doesn't come back anymore. So now those guys, the 9 guys that were paying 48%, now have to come up with 100%. They're all upset about it. Like, this is costing too much. We shouldn't have to do it. But they ran the guy who paid the tab off because they decided to take advantage of him. Our government is doing that. Yep. That's why we have corporations leaving American soil. Those that have, when you have money, you have mobility. Why they leave.
But like, the Democrats have to know this, though.
No, they don't.
I mean, it's not
they
like
don't
they
care. They think there's another sucker like Vernon Dukes who started his own cafe. We'll just pay up to keep in business.
They think they know how.
They think you're a sucker, brother.
They think they know better how to run society, that they can completely take the harshness and the meanness out of society by using government to come in and redistribute wealth and make everybody equal. They think they can use government to guarantee equal outcomes.
We are not equal. Period.
But they think they can use government to guarantee equal outcomes.
Yeah, government's
they're completely full of. They're completely living in a pipe dream, and it's a fantasy, and they're dumb for thinking it. But that's what they believe, and you can't tell them they're wrong.
We gotta go.
Hi, I'm State Representative Barbara Bagshaw. I'm running for re-election because Mainers deserve a better future for our children.